10 daily habits guaranteed to increase your success.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon or good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. And we're here today talking about personal success, as we are every day, personal empowerment, spiritual development, and of course, the law of attraction. I want to talk to you today about 10 habits. We've talked about this before, but I've kind of revised these habits. Here's 10 power habits that you can begin employing to guarantee an increase in your success. Look, there are certain things that successful people do that unsuccessful people do not do. One of the techniques we use in neurolinguistics is called modeling. And we model after somebody. We study somebody who was prominent in their business. And we use that person as an archetype to model them. You know, do you remember the little bracelets that people wore about 10 years ago? It said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? That was a form of modeling. You ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation? Well, you can also do that with other types of archetypes. You can do that with your grandparents if they've moved on. You can say, you know, what would grandpa do? What would grandma do? But you can also do it with people who have been very, very successful in business. What would Rockefeller do? What would J.P. Morgan do? What would Andrew Carnegie do? Now, part of that involves studying those individuals, finding out what they would do. What would Steve Jobs do? You know, those kind of questions. But you have to study them. You have to know a little bit about their life. You don't have to know every detail, but you have to know a little bit about their life. And most importantly, you have to know about their habits. In this podcast, I've taken people from all over the world throughout history, at different eras of history or different time, and I've kind of put them all together in a stew, and I've come up with 10 daily habits that are guaranteed to increase your success.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink. Change your life and experience the success you deserve. Get your copy of the new book, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science by Robert and Rachel Zink. Be one of the first 500 pre-orders to receive a special signed copy. Order today at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
I want to remind you that if you are in business, if you need to put more money in your bank account, if you have a love relationship issue, if you want more abundance in your life, more love, more prosperity, more joy, if you want better health and vitality, more excitement, more energy, I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I'm serious about it. Do it now. Do one of the things that successful people do They all had mentors. They all had people that they worked with that helped them, that had their interests at heart. Look at, you don't know if you talk to a friend, if your friend has your best interests at heart or theirs. But when you have a mentor, you have somebody who is a third party who's looking out for you. Claim your 30 minutes. I'm talking about a miracle in your life. I'm talking about something big in your life. I'm serious. Claim it. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, let's get on with the 10 habits guaranteed to increase your success. Number one, it seems obvious, but to a lot of people, it is not. Wake up early. Successful people all over the world throughout history have had a habit of getting up early. You remember the old saying? Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Who in the hell do you think said that? That was Benjamin Franklin, a very successful man during his time period. Wake up early. Now, here's my suggestion for you. Shoot for 5:30, 6 o'clock, maybe even 5 o'clock. I was talking to a client of mine who says he likes to get up at 4:30 because he has so many morning rituals that he likes to do. He likes time for himself. He likes to be able to read. He likes that time when the world is still asleep, but he's up doing it. So whatever time you are getting up now, start moving that time back 30 minutes. So if you're getting up at 8 now, get up at 7:30 for a week or so. And then after a week, see about getting up at 7 a.m. Another week goes by, move it down to 6:30 and then to 5:30. Now, you're going to have to adjust your sleep time as well because you're going to get less sleep. But you might find that you do just fine with a half hour or an hour less sleep. Some people actually find they do better, that they're more alert, that they've been oversleeping. So experiment with this, but get that morning routine etched in stone. Here is your next habit. Make a list of your micro goals. Successful people make lists all the time. I would love to get a hold of the iPhones of some of the top CEOs in America because I can guarantee you that they have several lists going all the time. Do you have a list going today of the things that you want to get done, the things that you want to do, the things you want to read, the books you want to pick up, the things you want to learn, the places you want to go? Make lists. Yeah, okay. You go to the grocery store, you make a list so you don't forget. Make lists. Successful people all make lists, and they don't do it once a week. They do it every day. Every day they're making a list.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Next, daily exercise. Daily exercise is essential. And I think that combining exercise, such as aerobic exercise, with anaerobic exercise, such as weightlifting, is probably for most people the best combination. Probably. You can also do little things like purchase a stand-up desk so that you're working part of the time standing up. I used to do this podcast sitting down. I haven't done it sitting down now in a long time. I have my microphone standing up high, so when I'm talking, I'm standing up, and I'm visualizing you, you know, looking at me, but it gives me a little additional exercise throughout the day in addition to my gym time. Next, here's another one. This is important and it's left out by a lot of people. Daily stretching. Now, I'm doing yoga a few times a week and that's good, but you've got to stretch every day for 30 minutes. This is different than your exercise. Okay, it's not in the same category. No, the exercise is exercising your heart and your muscles. This is stretching. Look it, the more limber you are, the more stretched out you are, the easier things flow, the lower your blood pressure, the better your body feels, the less aches and pains, the more energy can flow through your muscles, the better you are at energy altogether. You're just better at everything if you put, okay, I understand you can't do 30 minutes. Do 15 minutes every morning of stretching exercises. Find a stretching program and get on it. 15 minutes every single day. Well, let's get on to the next one. Successful people listen to podcasts, audiobooks. They're always busy learning specific skills. There is not a day that goes by that most successful people aren't learning something new. And they do it through podcasts, audiobooks, and other forms of communication. Now, in days gone by, before there were audiobooks and podcasts, people read more, and nothing wrong with reading. So I combine reading into the same category. Reading, audiobooks, podcasts, all designed to help you learn specific skills. I'm not talking about reading a romance novel. I'm talking about reading a skill book that will help you learn something. Maybe it's real estate investing. Maybe it's buying gold and silver. Maybe it's trading in commodities. Whatever it is, you've got to learn those specific skills.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Successful people every single day read their goals or write them down. I'm not talking about your daily micro goals, your daily lists or your weekly goals. I'm talking about your 1 year goal, your 5 year goal, your 10 year goal. They're writing their goals down or they're rereading them on a daily basis. And here's the important thing. They are doing affirmations based on those goals. They are affirming daily what they believe in. Next, creative visualization. Successful people visualize every single day what it is they desire, how they want the company to run, what they're building, the kind of employees they want to attract. They're just doing it. And we have a wonderful dynamic program on our website called Creative Visualization.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt, enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness, make more money than you ever believed possible, obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert and Rachel Zink have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
I highly recommend it. LawofAttractionSolutions.com. Download your copy now. It's going to help you in ways that doing it on your own just can't do. I'm serious. It's good. Every single day, it's important that you define your PO. What is your PO? Your prime objective of the day. What's your prime objective today? You got a lot of things on your plate. There's a number of things you're going to be doing, but what are you really focused on today? It's essential. You've got to have a prime objective for the week, a prime objective for the month, a prime objective for the year, but you also need a prime objective for the day. Well, the last one is pretty obvious. Gratitude. Taking that 1 minute, that 2 minutes every day and affirming all the good things you have going in life, all the good things that have come into your life, all the good people that have come into your life. The more you focus on gratitude, the higher your vibration and the more likely you are to attract everything you desire. We are out of time, so thank you so much for listening. And remember to follow us on Facebook at Law of Attraction Solutions. Have a great day. You absolutely deserve it.